But before we do, ladies and gentlemen, tis that time for Vinny J's team. Hold on there.
Yes, and today's team is brought to you by Frontier Communications. Don't go it alone. Today, let's get into this Grammy chat, all right? So, obviously, it was hosted by Alicia Keys. I think she did a cute job.
She did.
I love that leather jumpsuit she had on, sis. Let me get my waist right so I can borrow. All right, so let's go over the awards. So, Dua Lipa, she won Best New Artist. Best Vocal Pop Album went to Ariana Grande, obviously, because she sings all the girls underneath the table.
Uh-huh.
Best R&B song went to Ella Mae for Buddha. I was so happy for her. Best Urban Contemporary Album went to J&B, Everything Is Love.
Duh.
Like, what you not gonna do is not give it to Beyonce and Jay-Z. Best R&B album went to her for her album Her, which I was super happy about.
Yeah.
That I still bang that album. Best Rap Performance went to King's Dead, Kendrick Lamar and J-Rock, and Anderson .Paak for Bubbling.
Mm-hmm.
A little tie situation.
Tie?
Yeah, I didn't even, what? Anyway, Best Rap Song went to Drake, God's Plan.
Okay.
Care for that. That was a really big record.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm missing something. Oh, they cut him off, which was because he was talking that real, like, you don't need a Grammy to be special. They cut him off. They just turned the music off. They kept their go to commercials or something. I don't know what happened.
You know, some people, they just like fade the music, and I was like,
they just blasted him out of there. Album of the year went to country singer Kacey Musgraves. So I don't listen to country music, but shout out to Sis. She looked really cute yesterday. She won a couple Grammys. Record of the year, song of the year, and best rap song performance went to This Is America by Childish Gambino.
Wow.
So I'm happy for him, but I didn't think he was going to win all of those. I thought that Drake would have won one and Ella Mae would have won another one or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But congrats to him. Best rap album went to Cardi B, Invasion of Privacy.
Okay.
Now let's talk about the history that was made yesterday. She was the first solo female artist to win Best Rap Album at the Grammys. So let's park that right there.
Let's clear it up. Like, didn't Lauryn Hill won with the Fugees?
Yeah, right.
She's the best. She's the first solo.
Solo. That was the key word, is solo there.
Right.
Now, people get on my nerves with this Cardi B situation because they're like, oh, okay, let me tell you what the thing that they've been saying so I don't forget. She doesn't deserve it because she didn't write anything. First of all, did you read every credit? Second of all, doesn't everybody involved get a Grammy in a Grammy situation?
Yes,
doesn't get a
do.
Grammy? So
shut
it up because they all get awarded for it.
Do.
She's the one that goes up there, okay? That's first of all. What else are y'all talking about? Oh, she won it before Nicki. Apparently, she won it before everybody because she's the first solo female artist. So why y'all singling out Nicki? What are y'all talking
Bottom
about?
Bottom line is, why can't you just say congratulations?
Then,
does it burn your soul?
And then it's like, oh, the whole music industry's up in arms. Like, y'all, first of all, if y'all know anything about the Grammys, y'all know it's a popularity contest. You know that there's a disparity in the people that are making these votes. And they're not hip-hop heads. They went for the name that they know. And we all know Cardi. We all root for her. So let's just win in peace, okay?
If anything, just know that the underdog can win.
Hello, good morning. All right, so anyway, after Cardi won, Ariana tweeted, "Trash, literal bullish." People assumed it was about Cardi because she won over Mac Miller. But she was like, "This had nothing to do with her." Then keep your girl. You already know we was gonna think. Why would you do that?
Ariana,
you smarter than this, Ari. Come on, boo. All right, so J Lo, how y'all feel about that Motown tribute? How do you feel about it?
I didn't.
I'm going to tell you because you're breaking up your speech
right
now.
I didn't see it. I saw it. I thought it was Beyonce at some point.
She definitely had on the stockings that Beyonce wears.
Okay.
But, okay, anyway, I think J-Lo did a good job. I think that they picked songs that she could handle.
Okay.
Like, they kept it light enough. I feel like you didn't expect her to belt out, like, a whole harmony or whatever people expected. I think she did a good job. I was surprised they had her do the, was it Square Biz?
Yep.
I was surprised they had her do that because that lady could sing that.
That woman had soul.
They had her sing it, but it wasn't overwhelming. She did a quick, but I think she did a pretty good job, though. Overall, I think it was good. What else we got going on? Offset. So he announced that his album was dropping yesterday with a documentary. And February 22nd, 2 weeks from Friday.
Okay.
So he dropped the promo video, and in it you see shots of him recording music, interacting with his kids, in a clip of Cardi giving birth to Culture.
Wow.
And the thing, he looked a little shook, and like before he got next to her, whatever. So now that just tells me that his dad was telling the truth, probably about Cardi releasing the baby pitch out of spite, because it was supposed to be released in the documentary. Like, it was really a documentary coming out. So there goes that, but I'm going to watch it either way.
Okay.
And speaking speaking of trailers, the Aladdin trailer was dropped yesterday. We saw Will Smith as the genie in CGI, and people are not here for it at all.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm guessing it's because they just don't like the way he looks.
Yeah.
So they're saying, somebody said, I did not bring a daughter into this world for her to know this as the genie. Somebody else said, the genie haunts me in my sleep when I have sleep paralysis. There's a lot of things going on. Somebody else said, it's enough time for him to redo the whole movie because nobody was just, they don't like the way he looks. I don't know.
Mm-mm-mm.
So that's it for the tea. I had to talk a little fast today. I'm sorry. I got a little animated and passionate about the Grammys because y'all pissed me off on the internet.
All right. Hey, great, though. I got to say, what? For J-Lo to be 49, she was moving
this
like she was.
Nuts.
14.
Moving better than a lot of us regular peoples, okay?
Still flipping and twisting,
boy. They flipped her over. She was still singing since came back. She was on a piano, came
that
back.
That is definitely impressive.
She was
impressive.
Upside down, came back with Tina Marie in it. Give us her things, okay?
Speaking of upside down, shouts to Diana Ross.
Yeah.
Yo, 75.
75. Down.
Still holding it together.
Hey, hey.
All right. That's it.
Bye.
We're done. Deuces.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.